Jeff Catlin speaking.
Cat.
Hey, Gregor, what's up?
Hey, man, listen. I hate to do this to you, you know. I would never do this to you if it wasn't big time. I can't make it in the show today.
Well, why not? Are you sick? Are you okay?
Man, I tell you what, I
are you sick?
Well, it's not a matter of sick. Man, Cat, get off the sick, man.
What's it a matter of? Are you okay?
I can't make it in. I can't make it in.
Greg, you okay?
Well, I mean, Cat, I mean, you tell people long enough that horse crap is peanut butter, they're going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Are you sick?
Oh, boy. Listen, you're not listening to me. I can't make it in today, and it's not sick, man. It's not a question of being sick. I mean, I could be sick or I couldn't be sick. I mean, I just can't let the door hit me where the good Lord split me.
What? Have you talked to Reiner?
Unbelievable.
Have you talked to Reiner?
Don't tell Rines. Tell Rines I'm not coming in today.
Well, what do you mean, don't tell Rines?
Tell Rines, Cat. Listen to me, man.
Grego, he's your partner.
Just please don't tell him.
All right, fine. Have you talked to Bruce Gilbert? I mean, you need to call your boss and let him know you're not coming.
Oh, boy, don't bring Bruce into this. Don't let Bruce into it.
What do you mean, don't bring him into it?
I just don't want him to find out. I'll call him. I tell you what, I'll call
him. Okay, fine. Well, someone needs to let him know. I mean, he's the program director.
I can't come in.
Is everything okay?
I can't come in, Cat.
Well, why not?
The puppy faces have a deck of cards that can't make me fly like I used to.
Are you feeling okay?
They just can't make me fly in the poppy seeds with the pretty butter.
Do you need me to come and check on you, Greg? Are you okay?
Cat, don't come out here.
What do you mean?
Don't come out.
Well, I
want to
come and check on you.
Just don't come out to my house, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
What?
It's all the zebras with the roofing tiles.
What?
Cat?
Are you taking too much Vigor Fit? Are you feeling all right?
Cat, listen, call Goldie and tell her to call me immediately. I'm having problems,
all right,
Cat.
I'll call Goldie and you call Bruce and Rines.
Cat, there's a big tennis shoe in my cheek. It's
what?
Up under the skin, Cat.
Grego.
Cat?
Are you going to be able to make it in tomorrow?
I love you, Cat. I love you.
Hello? Grego.
The hotline.
3:24 is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
Playing the role of Greg Williams, I'm Kevin Scott.
Kevin Scott.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday, and I guess when you hear that particular show open, you know what that particular show open is emblematic of. It's probably the only show open we have that means a specific thing. And that being that we have no Grego today.
Get off the sick.
Get off the sick.
Yes. This is a get off the sick Monday.
I don't even think he has to listen to that open to get infuriated, because he knows as soon as he calls someone, lets them know that he's sick, that the open's going to be played.
Yep.
He's not down with that open, is he?
I don't know. I don't know what he thinks about it.
I thought he said
how would we know?
He's never here to comment on it.
Right.
I think he's commented on it before.
But it doesn't matter if he's sick or
vacationing
gone or whatever. Anytime
right.
He's out.
Anytime that gives us an excuse to play it, and we take advantage.
See, I hate it when Grego's not here, because it busts up the dynamic of the show. But I have to be honest, when I find out and I get that voicemail, it's like, man, Grego's not coming in today, I do feel a little bit of joy knowing I'm going to get to hear that. That's the only joy that I have, but it's a guilty pleasure.
No, you also have joy knowing that you're not going to have to make a show open.
Right.
No, that's a huge joy. This is just a small little private thing for me.
All the callbacks in there.
Yes.
Vigor Fit.
Goldie.
And let me tell you, the masses out there, you have no idea how true to life that is.
Especially the part, well, I'll come out and,
don't
you know,
come out here, Cat.
Yeah.
No. Don't come out to my house.
Get off the shit.
Well, all right. Since Grego is not here, the good, sweet queen, Kevin Scott, will capably ride shotgun here today. How are you?
Let's hold off on that. I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Why should we hold off on it?
Just wait till the end of the day. You can give me a judgment then.
Well, I know you'll be great. You always are.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
I have all the confidence in the world in you.
The only thing that drags you down is Dick Hicks.
Man, I bet you need to look at.
I'm thinking about calling Kevin Scott, sports cretin.
Kevin Scott minus a sports cretin is a much better Kevin Scott.
People keep telling me that. And if there's one thing I've learned, if you tell people long enough that horse crap is peanut butter,
they'll start to believe it.
They'll start to eat it, too.
What if Sioux Falls, South Dakota calls and goes, you know what, Kevin, we want you to do a radio show. We want you to do Afternoon Drive.
Is that near Deadwood?
Yeah.
Actually, it is.
I might do it.
But we want you and Dick Hicks to do it together.
There's no way.
I'm going to pay you $120,000 a year to do Afternoon Drive on Kevin Scott.
Yeah, you're going to live in Sioux Falls.
You're going to live in Sioux Falls.
The only guy you're going to know is Dick Hicks.
$120,000 a year.
There's no way, because he'd get back into smoking, so I'd have to deal with that all the time.
He'd have to do remotes from the gym saloon.
Swedging.
You wouldn't do that for 120 bills a year?
Not in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Come on, it's bad a place. Talk.
I wouldn't do it for $120,000 moving back to the Yanawha Staccato.
Well, Sioux Falls is not that bad a place. You follow the Sioux Falls Canaries?
Huh?
The minor league baseball team.
Yeah, in the Northern League.
Ooh, maybe I can get into play-by-play for them.
Maybe you could.
Did I say labia?
All manner of possibilities could be open for you.
Did I say labia?
Yeah, but then, you know, Dick
Hicks. You can have a moment like that.
He's going to want to be the play-by-play guy. I'm doing color. We'd have to travel with the Canaries.
You'd spend so much quality time with Dick Hicks.
Oh, dear God.
Think of, hold on, anybody up here, would you want to hang around them that much?
I like Corby. I like you.
But that much time?
You mean like traveling all the time?
Traveling all the time. Like doing play-by-play and color for baseball.
Yeah, but they don't see each other that much. Like Eric and...
Victor?
I mean, are they really together that much? Do they eat lunch every day, or do they just show up at the ballpark when they know they're supposed to show up? Like, I think there's kind of an unwritten rule.
They probably call each other.
It's not like when we go on a road trip.
Lunch?
It's not like on a road trip where, like, we go to training camp or something like that. I mean, we'll eat together if we want to, but it's kind of an unwritten rule. We don't have to hook up or anything.
We don't?
No. I mean, we do normally, but if someone doesn't, we're not like, gosh, what's wrong with Mike? He always eats lunch with us.
No, but you do feel compelled to call the room, hey, we're doing this.
Michael?
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
And if you don't, then there's kind of an odd feeling.
True.
And most of the time when you call, they'll take you up on it and they'll go eat with you. Now, I did hang out with the sports cretin Saturday night. Good old time.
The Bombastic 500?
The Brad Bombardier.
And are we going to have a Bombardier leaderboard update today?
We should probably do that next.
We should?
Yeah.
You think?
I'm positive of it.
You're sure of this?
There's no question.
I have many race questions.
Is this going to push back Ken Hatfield and Barry Switzer at the end of the show? We're having them on to discuss the options today.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. At 6:10 and 6:30.
Well, what about 5:10? What's this going to do to our discussion of the five best Olympics?
Ooh.
Are you doing top five, bottom five? Are you just doing top five?
No, are you
breaking it up summer, winter, or just everything?
All time Olympics. Mush them all together.
That's going to be tough.
Very tough, but I've done a lot of research on it. We'll move that to 5:30. Sorry, Greg.
All right, so I guess it's we look at the Bombardier 500 leaderboard next.